Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Ve'eschanan, we have 7 Divrei Torah. Just a quick overview of the Parsha. At the beginning of the Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu davens that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should permit him to enter the land of Israel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu again said no, that is not an option. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks about Golos, that's exile of Klal Yisrael. It will come as a result of the non-adherence to the Torah, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu will eventually bring B'nai Yisrael back to the land of Israel. In addition, Moshe Rabbeinu sets aside 3 cities of refuge. If somebody, unfortunately, accidentally kills another, he would head out to that Ir Miklat, that city of refuge. And Moshe Rabbeinu is setting these 3 aside, Me'ever LaYarden, on the eastern side of the Jordan, even though they would not be functional until the 3 in Israel proper would be allocated and active as well. So nonetheless, he prepared the 3, he designated the 3 Me'ever LaYarden, even though they would not function as Are Miklat until the other 3 were functional as well. And in addition, we have the Aseres HaDibros, the second time in the Torah, the Aseres HaDibros. We also have the Shema, the first paragraph of the Shema in this Parsha as well. We are going to start off with Dvar Torah. Number 1, we are in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Zayin. It says as follows, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav. Who is this great nation? For which is a great nation that has Elohim, Krovim Elav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu next to them? And it's interesting to note, Elohim is one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it represents Midas Hadin, not Midas Harachamim. Midas Harachamim is the name of Hashem. We pronounce as Adnus, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. That is Midas HaRachamim, the characteristic, the nature of mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when it says Elohim, the implication is judgment, is deen. And the question is, it's interesting, it doesn't seem to fit in this pasuk, because we're talking about how great is Klal Yisrael, because they have HaKadosh Baruch Hu next to them. We would think next to you, close proximity, representing love and affection, should say Hashem, not Elohim. And it's interesting to note, another question then, there's a medrash that says as follows, on this pasuk, what a great nation, they have Elohim, Krovim Elav, Harehu Dichsiv. This is the pasuk that says, Ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer you in a day of sorrow. When there's a day of sorrow, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there to answer our needs. And Mashalamah Hadavar Dome, the medrash brings a mashal. It brings something that is similar. What's the concept here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer us in a day of sorrow? Brings that it's like a woman who is sitting on her birthing stool. She's ready to give birth and she is in the pangs of giving birth, the difficult contractions of giving birth and feeling the pains. And what do we say to her to make her feel better, to console her when the pains that she's going through? Mishana le'imeh hu ya'aneh lach. The person, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who answered your mother, he will respond to you as well. In other words, when your mother gave birth, she went through the same difficult pains while she was having these difficult contractions and the like in giving birth, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu came through for her because you were born, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come through for you as well. And Amir Tzashem, there will be a new baby that will be born. It will come out of these difficulties, these afflictions, these pains. So it's interesting to note, the Sfas Emes says, look at the pasuk. First, we have the pasuk in our parsha. It says, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo elokim krovim elav. We are the great nation that Elohim is next to us. And then it brings another pasuk, Ya'ancha Hashem b'yom tzara. It's similar too, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will answer you on a day of sorrow. Why is it saying a day of sorrow? Sorrow is typically something associated with nighttime. Daytime is happiness, the sun is shining, things are good. Nighttime is darkness, difficulties, pains, and travails. So why is it choosing this pasuk? What is going on? And what is this mashal comparing it to a woman who is on the birthing stool? So says the Sfas Emes beautifully, the concept here of the Medrash is that all the hardships, all the tzuras that comes upon Klal Yisrael, although it's difficult when we're going through it, the end of the day, the tachlis, the end goal is for good. So even though things are difficult, the end result will be something that is positive. And he says the similar parallel, just like when we have a woman who is giving birth. The birth, the pain, is a preparation for something positive, giving birth to a baby. So too the pains, the sorrows, the tribulations on the national basis we're talking about, the Yisurim that Klal Yisrael goes for, it is a preparation for Yeshua, for salvation to come. Just like that woman who's going to give birth, ultimately there's difficulty now, it will end with a positive result. So too when it comes to national, to Klal Yisrael on a national basis, we have difficulties regularly. Maybe even constantly in history, almost constantly in history. Nonetheless, ultimately, this will end with a great salvation in Klal Yisrael. And that's what we say to that woman who is on the birthing stool. We say, we know it's difficult for you right now, but the one who answered your mother, in other words, answered your mother because things were difficult for her, but in the end of the day, there was a positive result with a baby, which was you. So too, Amir Tzashem, it's difficult for you right now on the birthing stone, but the bracha is that you should have the same result, and you should have bitachon. You can rely on a Kadosh Baruch Hu that ultimately these pains, these difficulties will result in something positive. And that's what the Pasuk tells us. Ki mi goy gadol asher Elokim krovim elav. Who is this great nation that has Elokim, the Midas Hadin, close to them? What that means is, even in a time when it's difficult, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu is wearing the hat, or appears to be wearing the hat of Elohim, making a judgment, a negative decree, causing us pain, sorrow, and it looks like punishment, ultimately we have to know that it comes from Elohim, Krovim Elav, that HaKadosh Baruch is close to us, and ultimately it will result in something positive. In fact, that's the pasuk that says, Eitz Tzara Hi LeYaakov Imena Yivashea. This is a difficult time for Klal Yisrael, for Yaakov, and from this we will have salvation. From difficulty, indeed, will emerge salvation. It's something we definitely need to bear in mind. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 2, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tes, from the Rebbe Milublin. The Pasuk says, Raki Shamar Lecha, talking about Matan Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu is warning Klal Yisrael, you have to remember what happened. Everything you saw, the miracles that happened in Matan Torah, you need to remember it. And the Pashas of the Pasuk is as follows, Raki Shamar Lecha, you are warned, you have to be careful about this. Ushmor Nafshachamad, protect your nefesh, your souls. Pen Tishkach Sadrim Asharuay Nechev, lest you come to forget the things that you saw at Matan Torah. And the Rebbe Milublin has a beautiful drush, a very important message that we can learn from this. He says, Raki Shamar Lecha, comma, you have to be very careful how you hishamer, shmira, protect, guard, lecha, you is referring to your physicality. You have to be careful how you treat your body, about your health, it's your physical health, it's very important. Raki shamer lecha. But even more important, ushmor nafshecha me'od, you even have to be more careful. Me'od is even more when it comes to being careful, protecting and guarding your nefesh, guarding your soul, guarding your spirituality, your emotions as well. That's what the Rebbe Milublin is telling us, this drasha. Raki shomer lecha, the body is important, absolutely. Even more important, ushmor nafshecha me'od, the nefesh, our souls, our spirituality, our mental health, our spiritual health, our ruchnias health, that is even more important than our physical health. And unfortunately, oftentimes we get lost in the priorities of life, focusing on the materialism. If we have enough money to cover things and making more money, and how are we doing on in a physical plane? And even more important, we have to worry about the ruchnias, how we're doing on a spiritual level. Now we're moving forward to Dvar Torah number 3, still Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chavtes. It says as follows, Vavanditem Sham Elohim Asei Yedei Adam 8 to 7. You will go on, you will worship idols, you will worship idolatry. You're talking about idols, they can't see, they can't hear, they can't eat, they can't smell. But what you should be doing, and Klal Yisrael eventually will do as follows, would be Kashta Misham Es Hashem Elokecha. You have to ask, you have to search for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Umatzasa, and you will find HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ki Tidrashena B'chol Levavcha, because you will look for Him with all of your heart and all of your soul. And the Sefer Ohel Moed points to seems to be an aberration in the Pasuk, in the second Pasuk, that Pasuk Chavtes, it says, Ubikashtem, that is Lashon Rabim, that is plural tense, that you should ask, you should look for, literally you should ask, because Bakashas and ask for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is a plural tense, but Umatzasa is single tense, as if only one person is going to find. So that's the question. What's going on here that we start with plural tense when we're looking and Matzatza finding is only single tense? So he brings the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches, that says as follows, that you have two people. Chazal tell us that you have two people go and they have the same disease, the same sickness. And it looks a little bit strange. This one davens, and he gets a positive answer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his davening, and a second one davens, and he's not answered positively. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't say, I'll give you a refuah shleima. So what's the difference between them? One gets a positive result, and one doesn't get a positive result, and the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us that the difference between them is the person who got a positive result had a great davening, meaning his heart was in the right place, his tefillah was shleima, he had proper kavana. When he daven, it was with amazing sincerity. But the other person who did not get a positive result, his davening was lacking. He wasn't sincere. He didn't have kavana. What type of davening is that? And accordingly, with that understanding, with that Gemara, we can understand our pasuk as well, which says, "Ubikashta misham Hashem Elokecha." The two of you will be looking for rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's ubikashta. You will search. You will ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for rachamim. However, nonetheless, umatzasa, that is not plural tense anymore. Only one of you will be answered in a positive sense. Why? In a positive way. Because the one who was answered with a yes, ki tidrashena b'chol avavchal chol nafshecha, because that was the person who was really searching with sincerity, he was davening with sincerity, he had the proper kavana, and accordingly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said yes to that one. So once again, how do we understand this pasuk? Ubikashta misham esh Hashem Elokecha, plural. Many people, two people will look for HaKadosh, well, they'll have requests, they'll daven, but truth be told, umatzasa, only of them will be, one of them will be successful. Why only one will be answered in a positive way? Ki sidreshenu b'chol levavcha, because that was the one who looked for a Kadosh Baruch Hu with his lev, with his nefesh, with sincerity. That's what a Kadosh Baruch Hu is looking for us to do, is to daven and to act with sincerity in life and towards, especially with our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 4. It says in the Pasuk, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Lametes, V'yadata Yom Vashevosa Elolavecha, you shall know today and you should take it to heart. That's V'yadata. Ladat is to know intellectually, but not only that, Vashevosa Elolavecha, you should internalize it, you should preserve it in your heart. So Rabbi Yisrael Salant says as follows, our approach to HaKadosh Baruch and our approach to life as well, values and things that are important to us, it's not enough to intellectualize it, to know. That's yediyah v'yadata, to know something, but we are obligated to incorporate it into our soul, into our hearts. It can't be something that is simply intellectual, but it has to be something emotional, much deeper than the intellect. And that's accordingly what this pasuk is saying, the avoda that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shala Adam Yisrael, it has to be much deeper. V'yadat ayom, that's not sufficient. That's okay, that's good. Start with that. V'ashevos alavecha, incorporate it into your hearts. Put it into your hearts, preserve it in your heart. It has to be something that we take to heart. And Rav Yisrael Salanter says, if you think about it, three different levels. Level number one is somebody who doesn't even think on the intellectual level. He doesn't even think about it. He doesn't even have biadata. That is number one. The distance between number one and yediyah, knowledge, knowing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, having values intellectually, there's a huge difference between somebody who has lack of that yediyah and somebody who has that yediyah. And he says the same distance between those two, number one and number two, number one who has no yediyah and somebody who has a yediyah, the same distance is between somebody who intellectualizes something but he doesn't internalize it, and somebody internalizes it. Somebody who goes this next step, not only yediyah, but he places it, preserves it into his heart. The distance, the par between them is so extreme. So he's saying there's such a distance between somebody who doesn't have the intellectual knowledge of values and knowing of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The distance between A and B, somebody who does have that intellect, is the same distance between somebody who simply has that intellect, but he doesn't incorporate it into his heart, and somebody who does. And that shows the importance of taking both steps, v'yadata ayom, but not only v'yadata intellectually, but v'ashevosa ele v'avecha, you also have to internalize it, preserve it, you have to take it to heart as well. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 5, based on the Pasuk. It's Perek Daled, Pasuk Mem Aleph. and then right afterward, Mem Beis. So initially in Mem Aleph, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu, we mentioned this in the introduction, that Moshe has separated the three cities that will be Be'ever LaYarden. They will in the future act as they are in Miklat, the cities of refuge, just in case somebody unfortunately kills another unintentionally, he will go run, and that will be the place that he has to stay in. And right afterwards, it says, "Vesos haTorah asher sam Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael." So this is the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klal Yisrael. Rashi says as follows: As Yavdil Moshe, Moshe is separating these three cities. Nas and Levlios Chared Litvarich Yavdilam. He really, this was something so important to Moshe Rabbeinu. He acted upon it. He separated them, even though they would not be effective until the three in Eretz Canaan, in Eretz Yisrael proper, would be effective. Once those were effective, the three Me'ever LeYarden that Moshe Rabbeinu was setting up, they would be effective as well. So why is Moshe Rabbeinu bothering separating these three cities if they're not going to be effective for a number of years? Because says Rashi, Mitzvah Shefsha L'Kaima Akaimenu. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us a mitzvah that I can do, and even if it's not going to be effective, but just starting it, that is going to be a mitzvah. So in fact, that's what Kli Yakar tells us as follows, that Moshe Rabbeinu is telling us not just a specific concept here, but he's teaching us something on a global basis, that a mitzvah you can do, even if it means only starting it, but you're not going to complete it, it doesn't matter. Go for it in any case. Start the mitzvah. That's something significant. In fact, we see that with David HaMelech. David HaMelech wanted to build the first Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, no, you can't do it. You have blood on your hands. It's going to be your son Shlomo. And nonetheless, having been told that David HaMelech didn't sit passively and do nothing, but nonetheless, he did preparations, necessary preparations for the Beis HaMikdash. Didn't build it, but the preparations that he could, indeed he did do that. And that's the same concept here. We had David HaMelech taking the step, even though he wouldn't reach the culmination and fulfillment of the mitzvah, but he did whatever he could. Same thing with Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not going to be effective, but even a partial mitzvah, let me do it anyway. And in fact, that is a concept globally, and that's why it says in the very next pasuk, "Vizos haTorah." This concept of this is the Torah. This, what Moshe Rabbeinu did separating the Arei Miklat, it's not limited to this, but this is a much global issue, a much broader issue, a global issue. Asher sam Moshe lifnei bnei Yisrael, that he put it in front of bnei Yisrael. It doesn't only apply here. It doesn't only apply in the Arei Miklat. It doesn't only apply for David HaMelech in the Beis HaMikdash, but it applies in all mitzvahs. Whenever you can do something, even if it's small, even if it's not going to be fully effective, do it anyway. We are now moving forward to number 6, to our Torah number 6 on the Kriyat Shema. Perek Vav, Pasuk K, it says as follows, famous, V'avta Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Levav, Chachol Nav, Chachol Miodecha. The Sfas Emes says that the philosophers ask the following question: how can you be commanded on an emotion? Here we have the Pasuk telling us, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling us, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, you have to love God. It's not so easy to turn on and off love. That's not something that we can just simply always control our emotions. So the Sfas Emes answers as follows: yes, you can. Because from the fact that the Torah is telling us that it's an obligation, we can conclude from that in of itself that it is doable. The Torah would not tell us that we have to do it unless it was doable. In fact, this is within our power. It is within our nature to have love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what do you do to instill that love? So you have to take, what you should do is take certain actions. Do certain things in order to increase that love. When you love somebody, you give to them, that increases the love. Accordingly, some things that we can do, this isn't the Sfas Emes per se, but if we pay attention to the Birkas HaShachar each and every day, when we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you for giving me koach, thank you for giving me clothing, thank you for enabling me to walk. We have to look at these things and appreciate them. And if we understand these are all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to increase our appreciation and love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I once heard a Rav say that when he goes into a medical office and he's filling in the medical forms, and it asks all of your medical history, did you have this terrible disease and this terrible disease and this terrible, and lists out tens and dozens of diseases, And we should be thinking then, thank God I don't have this. Baruch Hashem, I don't have this. Baruch Hashem, I don't have this. Maybe we have one, maybe we have two, maybe we have some things on the list. But if we look at everything we don't have, that indeed will increase our appreciation and love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is number six. Indeed, we can and should and have to work on the love that we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And last point, this I wouldn't say is a full Dvar Torah, but number seven, Rav Yisrael Salanter says, when it comes to the Kriya Shema, what we are doing is we are being mamlich. We are saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king on the entire world. We say Hashem Shema Yisrael, Hashem. Hashem represents Adnus, is the Adon, is the master of the entire world. HaYehovah, yeah, he has been in the past, currently, in the future. And we have to have that in mind. That's required when we say the Kriya Shema, to think about the words, to internalize the words, and to really understand the words. It's not simply going through the motions. But Rav Yisrael Salanter has one additional point. It's important to have all of that in mind, that we're being mamlich, we're making a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He is the king, but we're making the king. We're saying he's the king in the entire world, but don't forget to be mamlich, to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu for ourselves as well. Each individual to have in mind, it's not on everyone else, but it's the whole world, including myself. So many times we forget, I have to include that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my melech. It shouldn't be simply on Rosh Hashanah that we remember that. When we say Malchuyos and say HaMelech at the beginning of the Shachris, but rather each and every day when we say the Kriyat Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, you should bear in mind Hashem is the melech on the whole world, including ourselves. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful day.